This is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Iranian state television says 12 people have been killed during anti-government protests. Hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested since protests broke out last week against economic conditions in the country and the government's military ventures in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen as part of a battle with Saudi Arabia for influence in the Middle East. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised the Iranian protesters.
Sadly, many European governments watch in silence as heroic young Iranians are beaten in the streets. That's just not right. And I, for one, will not stay silent.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani promised that security forces would respond to what he called rioters and lawbreakers. And state television said some armed protesters tried to take control of some police stations and military bases, but they met strong resistance from security forces. President Trump is again accusing Pakistan of sheltering terrorists whom American forces are fighting in neighboring Afghanistan. In his first Twitter message of the new year, Trump wrote, "The United States has foolishly given Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid over the last 15 years, and they have given us nothing but lies and deceit, thinking of our leaders as fools. They give safe haven to the terrorists we hunt in Afghanistan with little help, no more." It's not known whether that message means that Trump is threatening to cut financial assistance to Pakistan. The United States suggested in August it would hold up $255 million in military assistance. This is VOA News. Cameroon's President Paul Biya says he will destroy terrorists whom he says are fighting to separate his country. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Yaoundé.
Adolphe Debenchofo, governor of Cameroon's English-speaking Northwest region, says he supports Paul Biya's determination to eliminate the armed separatists so that schools can reopen and businesses pick up in the English-speaking areas of Cameroon more than 1 year after they were hampered by the crisis.
We are begging for peace and we are leaving no stone unturned to maintain long-lasting security, securing the population, asking the population to mobilize themselves to support government to make sure the economic activity, the social activity in the region come back to normalcy.
Biya said Cameroonians desire greater participation in managing their affairs, especially at the local level, and as such, he will make sure the constitution is